This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
And we open this evening's The Space Show with a part of the music for the movie The Real Right Stuff. No, not The Right Stuff, The Real Right Stuff. It was composed by James Everingham and is called Light This Candle. Our reason for playing this will become apparent later in our program.
Roger, periscope has retracted.
Back to front periscope to cut.
I sensed that in Alan Shepard's flight, that as it got down close to zero, that the engineers were so worked up for fear, each one for fear that it would be his system that would cause a catastrophe.
Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this week's The Space Show, a wax-fueled rocket launched in South Australia as South Australian companies are awarded funds to cooperate with India's space program. Next up, we have Space Show News. That's music composed by James Everingham for the movie The Real Right Stuff, and it's called Light This Candle. And this is about Alan Shepard's Mercury Redstone 3 flight way back in 1961, the first American to go into space. Well, to qualify for mention on the space show, something needs to go above the so-called Kármán line, as Alan Shepard did. That is, It has to reach an altitude of 100 kilometres, the lowest altitude that an object can complete one orbit of the Earth. However, the idea of a rocket fueled by candle wax is so intriguing that we make an exception for the high-impulse SR-75 that was launched last Friday afternoon from Cunibba in South Australia. Here's a feature about high-impulse.
Throughout the eons of human existence and everywhere in the world, from the eternal ice of Greenland to where we are standing right now, the wilderness of South Australia, people have gazed into the nightly sky and asked themselves, what is up there? Will we ever be able to explore? Brave men like Alan Shepard, the first American in space, took it upon themselves to literally rise above that final frontier, guided by the world's best scientists and engineers. Our world relies on space technology. From navigation to Earth observation to communication, we even explore fabrication in zero gravity. However, space exploration remains dominated by a few well-funded governments and companies. Now it's time to take the next step. Access to space for everyone. The sounding rocket, SR-75, is an easy-to-build and use rocket that will make space accessible and affordable to almost anyone. Its full composite oxygen-compatible Type 5 tank is the first of its kind to fly on a European rocket. It will be propelled by liquid oxygen and a natural resource you can find in any household candle, paraffin. It will allow the transport of payloads into space, while our specially developed parachute-based recovery systems allow for a high level of reusability. This way, we do not only minimize the costs, we reduce the impact on the environment to a minimum. Its journey into space starts here, at the Cunibba Test Range in southern Australia. From April 30th, 2024. In honor of those before us, and as a tribute to our unique technology, we name this mission after the immortal words of Alan Shepard. With him, we say, light this candle.
Neither high impulse nor Southern Launch provided a commentary on the SR-75 launch last Friday. It was up to a private individual in the public viewing area to keep the space show and anyone else interested informed.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Space Down Under. I'm live here from the Cunibba Test Range here in South Australia. I am here for the high impulse launch to the 50 kilometre orbit today. So this was due to happen in the next hour or so. Just thought I'd let you guys know that I'm sitting in the public viewing area. This is the live stream. I'm Josh Keegan. Welcome to all you people here. Welcome out there. I'm actually transmitting to you live from the Cunibba Test Range, as I said before. I am coming to you using a Starlink connection, and it's powered by a BYD Atto 3. I've hooked up the power to the car behind me, and I'm actually using that to power this entire setup, including the view of the launch pad. So welcome to everybody, and just remember, this is all being brought to you today by One Giant Leap Australia Foundation. For reference, I'm sitting approximately 3.5 kilometres from the launch pad, and looking at, so this is the public viewing area, and as I said before, this was originally scheduled for the 30th of April, and it is now May 3rd. So One Giant Leap Australia Foundation does a fantastic work, and today's inaugural launch sees One Giant Leap Australia Foundation, High Impulse and URI teaming up for Australian school students. In the nose cone of the High Impulse rocket, postcards from students from around the country. Started 4 years ago, students Greetings from Space was thought up by Jenna McCarthy from, and Jackie Carpenter. They have, yeah, they have made this possible. So a lot of students would be actively involved in this launch. So that, yes, even though that was 4 years ago, those postcards are still sitting in the nose cone of the SR-75. Right, the mission patch for this launch is for the SR-75. The test mission, it's called Light This Candle. The rocket uses a unique combination of paraffin and liquid oxygen, which actually paraffin in its current state is the, one of the safest materials in the world. Or it can be one of the safest material world, and it is commonly found in candles. So, and it's this will actually push this rocket through a 50-kilometer altitude of going up to 50 kilometers, and it will go through a parabolic arc before it actually returns under chutes to the Earth. So, either way, this is a very sustainable mission in terms of what the types of fuels and things that it actually uses. So, and that's a very, very part of the unique proposition of High Impulse.
After what seemed like a long, long wait, finally the SR-75 was launched.
Wind has picked up slightly. However, I don't know if that's a range violation or not. However, it is only a very gentle breeze now. It's not actually strong and blowing. So it's actually ideal conditions for this, for the let's light this candle. And that's it. Let's light this candle. Let's go. Ah, now it's venting. I can see it just off in the distance. It's venting, so that means it's ready. I can see it just off to the left-hand side. You can see it towards the upper portion of the rocket is where there is, it seems to be a cloud venting, which means that it's almost close to or nearly being full of liquid oxygen. Liquid oxygen is what will actually, once they set the paraffin on fire and get it to ignite, then basically adding oxygen to it will cause the thrust and burn. 20 seconds. We are go. That means the onboard flight computers have taken over control of the launch and will self-determine whether or not it's going to go. There it goes. She's up. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go! Yes! Oh, there's the sound! Oh! She's gone! I can't track it anymore. Separation. Oh! Crowd goes wild. She's gone. She's out of range, even visual range. It has gone well beyond that trail. But yes, it has definitely disappeared out of sight. Now we're just waiting to confirm chutes. Basically, everybody who's here, that was real. That was a very, very clean launch. Very clean. Very spectacular. Very exciting. That roar was unique. I've only heard that once before. Oh, that was just so amazing.
That SR-75 launch was called Light That Candle, in recognition that the rocket uses candle wax as a fuel and in honour of what astronaut Alan Shepard is reputed to have said after delays in launching his Mercury Redstone mission. I say reputed because no audio of him actually saying that can be found even after searching mission control audio recordings. Certainly, this quote was not reported at the time. The earliest reference the space show could find to it is on page 108 of the book Moonshot by Alan Shepard and Dick Slayton. According to the book, on being told by fellow astronaut Gordon Cooper that there would be another hold in the countdown because of a little computer problem, Shepard yelled, "Shit, I've been here more than 3 hours. I'm a hell of a lot cooler than you guys. Why don't you just fix your little problem and light this candle?" Well, this story has been repeated and embellished since the book was published in 1994. Even NASA has repeated the yarn, albeit with the expletive removed. So, in the absence of a recording, the space show has its doubts about the veracity of the candle story. While we are in fact checking mode, some reports said that the SR-75 was the biggest rocket ever launched in Australia. That claim is, of course, nonsense. The 10 Sparta launches using United States-built Redstone rockets stood 22 metres tall and had a mass of 30 tonnes. The final launch in 1967 orbited ReSat, Australia's first satellite. Oh, and don't forget the Blue Streak and Europa launches from Woomera from 1964 to 1970. Even the Blue Streak alone had a mass of 90 tonnes and a height of nearly 19 metres. The SR-75 stood 12 metres tall and had a mass of 2.5 tonnes. Well, to other Australian news now. The Australian Federal Government has announced a total of $18 million to 3 projects under the International Space Investment India Projects Program. Space Machines Company has been awarded $8.5 million for a project called Space Maitri. Maitri is an acronym for Mission for Australia, India's Technology, Research and Innovation. LAT Connect 60 has been awarded almost $5.8 million to build a low Earth orbit satellite in Australia and to be launched by India. And thirdly, Skycraft received $3.7 million to propose and validate a new position, navigation and timing system. The Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, issued this media release.
Each project includes a number of Australian and Indian partners, building valuable commercial links with the Indian Space Research Organisation and the booming Indian space sector. The projects align with agreed priority areas of strategic importance to both nations, developed from more than a dozen consultation sessions led by the Australian Space Agency and involving more than 500 stakeholders. Australia and India have a long history of collaboration in space, including Australia helping track India's historic landing on the South Pole of the Moon in 2023 and supporting its upcoming Gaganyaan human spaceflight mission. The first round of the International Space Investment India Projects Programme was announced by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi in 2023, and is part of the comprehensive strategic partnership between our two nations.
Details of the Sydney-based space machines company Space Maitri project are given here.
Space Machines Company will lead Space Mission for Australia India's Technology, Research and Innovation, a joint industry-led Australian-Indian mission to demonstrate progress towards space debris management and a sustainable space future. Space Maitri will incorporate an Australian-built orbital servicing vehicle, launched on a dedicated Indian launcher. Space Maitri will demonstrate advanced manufacturing, artificial intelligence and sustainability technologies through Australian-Indian space sector cooperation and supply chain partnerships. The project will showcase strategic alignment between the two nations across space technology innovation, research and development.
LAT Connect 60 Limited is based in Western Australia. Their project is called SWIRSAT-LEO.
LAT Connect 60 aims to develop and build a low Earth orbit satellite in Australia that collects carbon emissions data at a very high resolution from a small form factor satellite that is planned to be launched from India. LAT Connect 60 aims to significantly lower the cost of data acquisition and insight generation from key carbon emissions indicators like methane and carbon dioxide. This project builds space capability through new job creation with local suppliers and builds upstream flight heritage and downstream expertise with analytics companies building unique Earth observation datasets and generating critical insights from the data.
The Canberra company Skycraft Proprietary Limited already has a number of aeronautical satellites in orbit.
Skycraft's project will propose and validate in-orbit architectures for a future, globally interoperable low Earth orbit position, navigation and timing system. The project includes the collaborative Australian-Indian design of a NAV-IC-compatible S-band receiver which will unlock the potential of their multination constellation of constellations approach to position, navigation and timing. It also includes an Australia-India collaboration to accelerate the development of integrated photonic circuits for space applications, developing a supply chain between nations to support their use in large-scale constellations. Skycraft will fly a satellite with dedicated position, navigation and timing payloads to showcase how constellations can provide position, navigation and timing resilience, especially in denied environments. The project will identify the potential for global navigation satellite systems reflectometry and global navigation satellite systems radio occultation to be deployed on large-scale satellite constellations, to provide data for applications such as critical Earth observation and weather forecasting.
Now, if I heard right, Ed Husick there said something that wasn't correct. Chandrayaan-3 did not land on the south pole of the moon. It landed 600 kilometres away.
88.3 Southern FM.